This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Jones and Keefe.
Daniel Brown back in, lost the ball. Ananobi all by himself throws it down. And Tatum is hurt. Tatum is down. He wants a timeout. Tatum in so much pain. And the Celtics call timeout, grabbing that right ankle. And that's the final timeout for the Boston Celtics. But more importantly, Tatum really shaken up. That last sequence, turning the ankle, and you see the concern on Al Horford in the Celtics' faces.
He called a timeout there himself. He was calling the timeout.
42 points for Tatum tonight, but right now in a great deal of pain.
Jones and Keefe, right now on WEEI.
Hate to say it, Keefe, but you ready to call it a season?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I think I have to. I was not prepared for this. I was clearly not prepared for this entire series to play out this way. I thought this would be over. I thought we'd be talking about Celtics, Cavs. That could be more wrong on both fronts.
Yep.
But yeah, yesterday I did not think they were going to lose the game, and then I certainly did not think they were going to lose their best player for who knows how much time.
It's over.
Yeah, I mean, this is like you take the worst case scenario that we could have come up with yesterday, and then we weren't even prepared for this, right? Because who's talking about, hey, you're going to lose the game, you're going to be down 3-1, you're going to be facing elimination, but also your best player is going to be grabbing at his leg, rolling around on the ground. Like, no, that is could not be worse. I am now ready to say, mercifully, the Celtics season is done.
So I'm not quite ready to go
so
there.
So I'm not saying it's done in game five.
Okay.
I'm just saying it's done this series.
The series is done.
Yeah.
Okay. We can talk that out here today. We're not talking about Porzingis, to your point. We're not talking about some injury-prone player where it's on your radar. We're talking about one of the most durable guys in the sport.
Right.
I mean, a guy who is, I mean, he just missed his first playoff game ever in his career against Orlando. They won that, by the way. Mm-hmm. But he just missed his first playoff game. It's not something that was on anybody's radar. They were losing the game either way last night. Like, let's be clear on that. They're down 7 with the ball when Tatum throws it away and or Brown turns it over, whoever you want to put that turnover
on.
Yeah,
that was an ugly play.
And
ugly finish, ugly second half, as it seems to have been with this team.
Tatum falls in a heap. I think the Twitter doctors all assume it's an Achilles injury.
Yeah.
It was non-contact. He falls to the floor. I'm sure we'll get an update here at some point. Mazzulla said after the game, you'll hear it here coming up. He's due for an MRI today, so I'm sure we'll get the Shams tweet at any moment. But it didn't look good, as you all know. The series is in a terrible spot, down 3-1 against New York. And there's a lot of questions, big picture, about this team. There's a lot of questions in the series about this team. We'll get into all of it with your phone calls, 617-779-7937. You want to talk Celtics all day long, this is the spot to do it. Interact, Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. You can watch and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, always a healthy chat going on Twitch. And on YouTube, you can watch there. Just subscribe to WEEI. So you think the series is over, season is over. You're giving them a chance in game five, it sounds like.
Yeah, I think I'll take them in game five, honestly. I think they win game five. I could see the Knicks being like, oh, wow, this series is over. Like, we're up 3-1, and, you know, Tatum's done. But the Celtics are still very capable, and I think they could have a big shooting night. You know, we saw it in game three. Peyton Pritchard was on fire. Derek White started this game on fire last night. Jaylen Brown could have a big – like, they still have enough – I don't think the Knicks are this great team, although it feels like I'm going to say that until they win the title. Like, they're going to be raising the banner. I'm like, I don't know about this Knicks team.
I mean, they look like they are just ticketed to the NBA Finals.
Seriously,
FYI. Yeah.
They really are. But, no, I think it's one of those, like, you know, you go back to that Warriors-Rocket series where you're like, oh, this one's over. And then the Rockets grab another game and just sort of extend the series. A classic case, what is Bill Simmons calls it, like the Ewing theory, right? Like your best player goes down, famously, you know, Patrick Ewing, and the team actually is a little bit better. But to me, that only goes for so long. Like, I don't think your best player goes down and then you like win the title. I think you might win a game. Maybe you win a series, but I don't see them winning the series. If they were up 3-1, I would say, all right, you got to kind of hold on to your hats, but you kind of find a way to win one more game in advance. You're down 3-1. I think they have, you know, some pride tomorrow night and send the series back to New York, but ultimately I think that's where it ends.
Celtics are 4.5-point favorites.
Yeah, okay, so that's not surprising.
In game five. So they are the favorite in game five.
Buying opportunity or sucker's bet?
That's a good question. I don't know where the money lies.
Do they have to play the second half? I think the first half line is what you want to take a look at because they are a good first half team.
They are indeed. So, look, I don't know if you feel like the series is over. You agree with Keefe. You think they show some pride in winning game five.
Sounds like you kind of think they're going to be okay.
Well, here's the thing. It's still the Knicks.
I know, but I said that now. They've won 7 playoff games. I didn't know how many they were going to win, and here they are.
If you're asking me can they win a championship without Jason Tatum, my answer is no. They're not beating those teams out west without Tatum. I'm not a crazy person, although I've been accused of it all day long.
I know.
On Twitter, can you win 3 straight against New York? Like, they're favored in game five. So let's say they win that one. They're favored in game five. Can you go to New York, win a game, and then win a game 7 on your home floor? I don't rule that out. And then it's the Pacers in the Eastern Conference final, it looks like. I don't think they're done. And,
you
know,
this?
How about it? I'm getting accused all day on Twitter at JonesWEEI. Like, I'm the bad guy. They're 9-2 without Tatum.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of crap teams, but.
Okay. They've played,
it's not a two. No, they've played 11 games without him.
They've played one playoff game in his life without Jason Tatum. They won it, and they won it easily, and Jaylen Brown was awesome in that game. So he's missed one playoff game ever. You can say it's against the Charlottes of the world and all these guys they sat him against during the regular season. That's all true. They won a playoff game without him. They've already done it.
Yeah.
And they're 9-2 this year without Jason Tatum. I don't think they're done.
So I think they are. Like I said, they doesn't mean they're done tomorrow night. I think they can win that game, but you've got nothing out of Porzingis. The guy's been an absolute zero, really. Well,
you're going to need people to step up. You're going to need Jalen. You're going to need Porzingis.
Saying.
I mean,
and
you're
like,
going to Holiday did nothing last night. You're going to need him. Like,
you're
going to need guys.
The two old guys looked old. Porzingis looks injured or sick or whatever he is. Derek White couldn't miss at the beginning, and then that was it. And then Jaylen Brown's getting into foul trouble and everything else. So Tatum, this is the other part of it. Tatum was having a great game. Like, had they won this game, that would have been one that you put up and you point to, and you're like, hey, look at Jason Tatum.
Tatum
big playoff
was
game.
Awesome last night. No doubt
great.
About it, yeah.
He was great. Now, this also isn't one of those he got hurt and then you lost it in overtime. Like, when he got hurt, they were down by 9. Like, they were going to lose the game even if he gets up, it felt like. Because the Knicks had an answer for everything. Once they got the lead, Jalen Brunson, who was a killer in the third quarter.
18
and
points.
Then was hitting big shots in the fourth, as was Bridges. Bridges is so frustrating because you see him go on stretches where he's not hitting. He doesn't shoot threes, really. But then he just gets in the paint and, like, throws it, like, over his head. And you're like, what the hell
there
is that?
All these leaners. Off balance.
And
leaning shots, and they all go in.
But they had an answer for everything. Like, unlike the Celtics, who had a lead, then they were just like, let's bombs away and let's shoot ourselves out of it. The Knicks kind of put their foot down. But yeah, Tatum was the best player on the floor for most of the game. You got to give tip your cap to Brunson in the third quarter, obviously. But you take that away, how do they sort of spread out those other shots? He had 28 shots last night. So if you play that out the next couple of games, that's not all going to go down to one guy. And who's going to be there to step up? Like, does Holiday and Horford and Porzingis have a big game in them? Maybe they have a big game. Do they have a big three games in them? No, I don't think so.
Well, here's the thing. If you win, you got to take care of business, obviously, at home in game five. But you're favored in that game. If you do
then
that.
Then you have Pedro, then you have Schilling.
Okay, the pressure just.
And then game seven.
You're underestimating the pressure that's going to shift to New York, though. I mean, New York has played with very little pressure on them in this series. Now the pressure is going to be on. People now expect them to win the series. They're up 3-1. There's no Tatum.
This is what Porzingis wanted, right? They're the favorite now.
They are now expected to win. So let's see how New York deals with that. I have no idea how they're going to deal with it. They've come through better in the clutch in these games against the Celtics. You saw it again last night. You're right to say, Keith, they were losing either way. They were down 7 with the ball when Tatum crumpled into a heap. Ananobi ran out the other way to make it 9. They were losing that game either way. Even with a great game from Tatum and a healthy Jason Tatum, they were going to be down 3-1. They're 9-2 without Tatum this year. They won the only playoff game in his life that he's missed, game 2 against Orlando. I don't think it's done, but maybe that's a wild take. You can jump in. 617-779-7937. We do have a lot we're going to get to on the show today. Tier Tuesday, we're going to tier off all the Patriots playoff opponents at 11:30. It's Tommy Tuesday. We'll talk to Tommy Curran at high noon, so we'll mix in some Patriots thoughts with all your Celtics phone calls all day long, plus Kiefer Madness at 12:45. You're not going to want to miss it. And a lot of you are down. A lot of you are disappointed with the loss. What we think is impending horrible news on Jason Tatum, season-ending news on Jason Tatum, if we had to guess. So let's do something nice for the people out there, Keith, shall we? Two for Tuesday.
Oh, that'll help.
All day long.
Hopefully you get a Tanner Houck game.
You want to see the Red Sox after what went down last night against the Detroit Tigers? You'll have an opportunity to win a pair of tickets to the Red Sox and the Mets on May 19th. First opportunity to do so comes your way a half an hour from now at 10:30. On a two for Tuesday on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. This is Joe Mazzulla, what he knew after the game last night on Jason Tatum and the injury front. Spoiler alert, it's not a lot, but here's what he had to say.
Not yet. I know it's a lower body injury. He's going to get an MRI tomorrow. He's with the doctors now.
Were they able to do any tests on site?
I didn't ask him. I just got the update from him. I just asked him how he was doing. So I'll get the MRI tomorrow, and you know we'll see what it is.
So you're not giving him much of a shot outside of game five without Tatum.
No, I really don't think so. I think he's just too important. And like you said, you can win a game. I don't even know if you can win two at this stage of it.
So Brunson's the best player without Tatum on the floor, right? No argument there.
Yes. Yeah. Best player left in the series is Jaylen Brunson.
Who's next?
Jaylen Brown.
Okay.
Yeah.
After that.
Towns.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ben.
I think a healthy Porzingis is one thing. We haven't really seen that. You might have to go to Bridges.
I kind of think if you start drafting the rest of the series, you're getting to Derek White and Kristaps Porzingis, and maybe even I think the teams without Tatum are still pretty even.
I think the Knicks are better without Tatum.
The Knicks are spotted a 3-1 lead. Okay.
So you can't ignore that.
That's huge. But just lining up the teams and the talent that's left, I don't think it's imbalanced. You could argue the Celtics have more talent than the Knicks.
Yeah, I know, but the fact that they've lost three with Tatum, I just feel like you remove Tatum from it. And I know there's always there can be that spark, there can be that sort of rallying cry, but too many of their guys aren't playing well. Like, they have too many guys. Like, last night, Tatum was the only guy really that had a good game, you know, and they just...
That's the only game he's played well in this series that they lost. I mean, the first two games, he was a big reason why they lost to New York.
Also true. I mean, a big team effort. You know, you get up big, and nobody was hitting shots, right? You shoot 25% from three. He shot team average, right? I think he was 25% himself the first two games, but that means so was everybody else. So all those other guys that you would rely on during the course of the season, they just didn't have it. Plus, some of those other things that he does, right? Like, you and I were talking about, like, you need him to score. Tatum needs to be your leading scorer. Mm-hmm. That is why he's an All-NBA guy. But he was also leading your team in rebounds. I think he was leading your team in assists, right? Like, he was doing all those other things where who steps up, who picks up the pieces there.
So the one game Tatum missed in the postseason, again, they're 9-2 without him.
Yep.
Jaylen Brown, 36-10-5 in a 109-100 win over Orlando at the Garden, where this game is tomorrow night. Kristaps Porzingis, one of the only good games he's played in the postseason, 20-10 in 34 minutes against the Orlando Magic. So those are the guys you need to step up if you want to win these games. Those are two of the best games they've played in the postseason. If they have it in them, this team can go on a run.
I have more confidence in Jaylen Brown than I do Porzingis. I mean, Porzingis is really, he's given you nothing. I think even the expectation for them has to be way down. Like, he's not even in the starting lineup anymore. He's healthy, or quote-unquote healthy enough to play, but he's not starting anymore. Now, I assume he goes back in with Tatum down, but I don't know. Like, I don't know what the minute number is for him to play, but he just seems all out of sorts. You know, what do you have? Was it 7 points last night? 24 minutes played.
I mean, all of that
not
sounds
a
high, to be honest.
Yeah.
Did he even have seven? That surprises me.
He was 2 of 6 from the floor, 0 of 2 from 3 of 6 at the free throw line.
Yeesh.
Like, just completely ineffective.
So, look, that's what you need, though.
Yeah.
You need Brown and Porzingis, and you need more out of Holiday, who was pretty good in the game 2 against Orlando as well. I give him a bit more of an excuse since he's been dealing with injury and coming back, but you need those guys to step up. That's how you're going to do it. But talent versus talent, Celtics have as much talent as New York, even without Jason Tatum. Looking at the game last night, Keith, why they were down and why they were going to lose that game with or without Tatum, what was the biggest factor in why they were going to be down 3-1 regardless of the Tatum?
Well, this was a game, the defense was terrible. Like, this was a game, like, they had a good defensive game earlier in the series, and it was just a really low scoring game where they couldn't throw the ball in the ocean. And a lot of it has been, you sort of point to missing shots, right? As simple as that. But this game, they couldn't defend. They couldn't get the stop they needed. It allowed the Knicks to have a 37-point third quarter. They scored 70 points in the second half. They gave up 121 in regulation. So to me, it was as simple as that. You had, what, four guys score 20 or more for the Knicks. So, yeah, this was one where they had some shots going early. Tatum was clearly having a great game, ending with 42. But they couldn't defend last night, which obviously is not going to be – like, that's going to need to get turned up even more when you don't have Tatum going for you. So I don't know what happened to their defense, but it was terrible last night.
Do you think in a weird way and maybe this is wrong, but do you think in a weird way hitting all the shots they hit early – because they came out raining threes again. The flurry they gave at the end of the first quarter where Tatum hit 3 and Pritchard hit 1 mixed in there, none of which I thought were good shots. I mean, they were all brilliant shot-making.
Oh, they made 9. They were 9 of 14 in the first quarter from 3.
Okay, but like the end of the first quarter was all brilliant shot-making. I'm not taking away the shots. Mm-hmm. But every single one of them I thought were kind of forced or too deep. I didn't think any of them, when they released them, were good. And, you know, you wonder if the Celtics kind of thought it was going to be easy. Like, they won game 3. They were hitting all their shots. Great, our shots are back. They shot 38%. On threes last night, they made 18.
But it was down in the second half, right? Like, so in the first half, they were 50% from three. Just the second half alone, back to, you guessed it, 25%,
which is
their thing.
They got run off the floor in the third quarter. 37-23. Jalen Brunson had 18. Like, I wonder if they thought, because they came out shooting well and they shot so well in game 3, it was going to be easy and the Knicks were going to roll over. And I think that was part of it. I think that speaks to not digging in on defense and playing poorly on defense, coasting on defense, however you want to put it. I think those two can be interconnected. I do think that was a big problem last night. The Knicks' offensive rebound was a big rebounding was a big problem too.
Add that to the list. You know, Mitchell Robinson, just so frustrating. What, he didn't have any free throws.
Mazzulla explained this away after the game. He said they were never in the bonus. They did a good job staying out of the bonus. They did a good job getting him out the floor.
You got to get him off the floor. Right?
Yeah.
That's the key to the whole series. I think the other guys played better than he did. But
to me, the offensive rebounds were huge.
Yep, definitely.
The Knicks last night had 13 of them. But the Celtics had a huge advantage from beyond the three-point line, 38%.
Mm-hmm.
They had a huge advantage at the free throw line. They made 10 more free throws than New York. They made 6 more threes than New York.
Yeah.
The Knicks outshot them 54% to 48%.
And then, in the second half is where it changed, too, because the Knicks started to hit some of their threes the second half, and they had a million points in the paint.
But most of the things that the Celtics want, like most of the things they're looking for, the different factors that Joe Mazzulla highlights, I mean, the Celtics had most of them in that game last night, and they still lost going away, and they were going to lose it either way, whether Tatum was out there or not. So that is a scary recipe, but I think you identified it, Keith. If they lock in on defense and play defense, I think that's the bigger factor in why they're losing these games. And I think you come home, you play defense for a game, put the pressure back on New York to have to defend their home floor in a game 6. They don't want to go to Boston for a game 7. Like you said, it's Schilling, it's Pedro. Anything can happen in a game 7.
That's right.
I think that's the formula to get back in this series, and I don't think it's done. And if you get past New York, it's still only Indiana waiting for you.
No, it's right there. I mean, it is right there for you.
Who knows in the
finals?
I think they have enough talent to do it.
Like,
not bring home a championship. I don't think they're beating those Western Conference teams.
What if they
teams?
Get Minnesota?
Well, maybe.
Okay.
Let's start with getting out of the East, though.
Let's get out of this series first. Let's force a game 6 first. That's what they got to do.
But even without Tatum, I think they have the talent to do that. Win a game 5 for sure. They're favored. Win this series. Yes, it's the New York Knicks. They can still gag all over themselves. And then it's the Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't think the series is over. I don't think the season is over, quite frankly. But I know a lot of you disagree. and think I'm the bad guy for even suggesting such a thing, like suggesting they could win. I don't know why I'm the bad guy for that. The day after Tatum gets hurt, we're awaiting an update on Jason Tatum. I think we're going to get that, I'd imagine, fairly soon. He's scheduled for an MRI today, as Joe Mazzulla said after the game last night. So you can jump in on it, 617-779-7937. What sort of chances are you giving the Celtics in this series without Jason Tatum?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Look big picture for this team as well. What kind of changes are in store? Because you know Bill Chisholm was already itching to blow this thing up, even with a healthy Jason Tatum. We'll get to all of it with your phone calls again. 617-779-7937. Who needs to step up without Jason Tatum? We've identified a few names. You can get to that. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending. And when we come back, we'll have your first opportunity to win a pair of tickets to the Red Sox and the Mets on a 2 for Tuesday. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.